I'm Floyd Hall, and in this Wonder Root artist feature, I get a chance to talk with Genevieve Levitt, a textile artist here in Atlanta, Georgia, who recently was a part of the Wonder Root Unsettled exhibit that ran in December of 2012 up through January of 2013. Genevieve, let's start with that Unsettled exhibit, because I think a lot of the people who got a chance to see that exhibit were very surprised with the use of textiles from an artistic standpoint. Talk about your experience in that.
That was really great. I guess that's the most recent work I've done now. I got involved with it through Jess Jones, who is the textiles professor at GSU. And she told me that she was doing the show about, you know, living in Atlanta and living in the city and feeling unsettled and, like, weird about it and, like, detached, which was, like, so perfect for me because I just moved to Atlanta. And I've only ever really lived in small towns. And so this was, like, it was weird for me, and I was feeling all these things that she was talking about. I felt like I didn't know how to get anywhere and disoriented, and I didn't know a lot of people. And it was just a really fun thing for me to react to. And at the time, I was teaching some lectures at GSU and about repeating pattern. And I had been focusing a lot on my process just because I was having to teach it. And so it was really interesting to take this new idea and all these feelings I was having and, like, really focus on my process with that. And that's how I ended up with the work that I did for that. And it was a great experience.
And I think a lot of people really like that work. They did, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'm thrilled. I hope that other people can connect to it, especially people living in Atlanta. I used like Atlanta's roads and a map of Atlanta to get some of the imagery that I used for my repeating design.
Okay, nice. Well, you said that you were new to Atlanta, but you grew up in Carrollton and you went to school at UGA in Athens. So you've been around Atlanta a lot. Why were you feeling so, or why do you feel so disconnected from Atlanta?
That's interesting. Well, Atlanta for me, like, going between Carrollton and Athens and even DeLonger, where my parents live now, Atlanta was always, like, a means to getting somewhere else. So, like, I knew 285, but, like, I really didn't know where things were or how to get around. And I got turned around really easily. I'm not great at directions. And I don't know. I just kept getting turned around really easily, and I don't know a lot of people here. Like, everyone I know is in Carrollton and Athens, and I don't know, that can be kind of weird and isolating at first.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about growing up in Carrollton and then, I guess, going to UGA, because initially when you went to UGA, you went to UGA as a chemistry major, and you said that your dad was a chemist, so it came easily to you. Talk about growing up in Carrollton and, I guess, going through that phase of art, then chemistry, and then art again.
Okay, yeah. Carrollton was a really cool place to grow up. Even for art, they have a great, like, small local art scene. And I did art, like, growing up all through, you know, like, high school and in the community. And there were a lot of great resources for me there. And so it was something that I did, but it was never something that I saw as, like, a real career path. My parents are both, like, very sciencey, and my dad was a chemist, my mom's a nurse, and, I don't know, I felt like there was a high, value placed on, that kind of, like, academic pursuit. And when I was applying for colleges, I was looking at where I had good art schools, and that was why I liked UGA. But I don't know, I just, like, when you graduate, there's, like, this, you know, rush of emotions, and it's crazy, and, I went with an open mind, and I didn't like chemistry. It was not for me, but I found myself while struggling with chemistry homework, painting and, like, doing these things to, like, help myself deal with, like, the pressure that was. And so it was really it was really natural for me to decide, like, no, like, I need to do art. And my husband now, who was my boyfriend at the time, like, he, like, really pushed me towards it and, like, really encouraged me. And I guess I hadn't really had someone say, you know, you really could do art, like, professionally. Like, you could do this, like, the rest of your life if you wanted to. And that was just kind of like a big eye-opener for me. And when I saw they had textiles, I just knew. Like, I'd never done anything textiles before. I didn't totally understand what it was going to be, but I knew that I loved that interaction with textiles in my life, and that that's what I wanted to do.
So what is life like for you now as a professional artist? What does that look like? Help paint the picture for that.
Yeah. Well, right now I am doing freelance work because there's not a whole lot of like textile design going on in Atlanta. So I work with a few small companies and they send me artwork and concepts. And then I take that artwork and I redo it and put it into repeat for them. Like fitting their brand and their like specifications. And I've been doing that since I was in college. Like I started doing that in college. And it's really great. It's flexible. It gives me time to do other things like be involved at Wonderroot. And I also volunteer at Reloom, which is a weave house for people who have dealt with homelessness or extreme poverty. And it employs them and teaches them to weave. And I go and I help and give like art consulting and instruction there. And it's great. I get to do a lot of flexible things.
You mentioned that you teach classes at GSU, Georgia State. What's the difference between being an art student before and being an art professor now?
It was really different. I have a lot more respect for teachers now. It's tough holding everyone's attention, and it made me think about process in a completely different way. And I felt like that experience at GSU, kind of changed the way I work now.
How so?
Well, it just really made me think about what I was doing. Like I think every textile designer, or every artist has their own process as to how they process information and how they work with it. And it made me really break that down and like reassess some of it. And I found it to be like eye-opening in that way. But teaching was fun though. It was great to see what other people were doing and how other people reacted to the information I gave. Like that was really exciting too.
What's the biggest misconception that the average person has when it comes to textiles?
I think a lot of people associate it with their grandma. You know, like knitting and like crocheting and like weaving is like an old person thing, but it's not.
It's a young person thing.
Well, it can be, certainly. Okay. Weaving is definitely kind of a dying art, but like it's important, and it's right. And I think if people were more aware of it and had more access to it, would like, I don't know, I think things would be different.
So give some different examples of textiles in I guess our fabric choices, but even maybe from an industrial standpoint, because I feel like there's such a range of textiles. I think I was talking with an art curator. She mentioned that the roof of the Georgia Dome is a big textile project. It's the material, that is. So things that we see all around us every day that we may not associate with textiles. I feel like there's such a broad spectrum. Give some examples of the different types of ways that we interact with textiles as an art form, but also maybe even from a utility standpoint.
Yeah, well, one of the things I really learned in school and like was a big learning point in my like design for industry classes was those bigger, like more commercial type projects, like carpet, for instance, is something we all interact with and people are working on to actively design. And there are different rules for it. Like there are things you have to consider in textiles because of its high usage and because of it, you need to make it in volume and things. Like for instance, with carpet, you have to save files at different resolutions and things because when you tuft carpet, like you can't get very fine detail. And you have to think about like if you're doing a carpet for a hotel lobby, you have to think about like how many people are going to be walking on that carpet and if it's going to get dirty. So you probably shouldn't do a whole lot of light colors. The pattern has to be kind of active to like hide getting dirty. Also, you have to design in squares. So if like someone spills like wine or something on a carpet tile, you can remove the tile and put another one back in, and it the pattern still flows. When you have to think more commercially, the problems get and the challenges get bigger, and you have to actively think about that while you're designing.
Do you have a dream project as it stands right now at this point in your career?
I don't know that I have a large overall project. I think personally, I would really like to do my own line of textiles. And, you know, maybe eventually do something of my own business. I've worked with a lot of small businesses, and it's something that appeals to me that I didn't realize would. And I think having creative control over your own work and not having to work for a company where you're always worried about, like, what that brand aesthetic is, I think that would be really freeing and great. But, I mean, that's obviously, like, a big venture artistically, financially, in a lot of different ways. And it's something I'm not totally ready for at this, like, early stage in my career. But before that, I would really like to work at a bigger company as a part of a, like, textiles department or team. I really enjoy working collaboratively. I'd like to have more like creative control, but working collaboratively with other artists is like my ideal point for where I want to be right now. But eventually, I'd like to do my own collection.
Let all of our listeners know how they can see your work and or contact you.
You can find my work, my online portfolio at choroflat.com / GLEAVITT. And my email address is really long. It's it's my full name, GENEVIEVE.DIANE.LEAVITT@gmail.com. It's super long.
We will post links to both of those for those of you who are trying to write that down. So don't worry about that. Genevieve Levitt?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.